يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مؤمنون، صابرين، قانتين، محسنين are some Quranic terms that we're accustomed to. But have you heard of the term مخبتين? Who are they and what does the Quran say about them? إخبات in Arabic language is taken from the word الخبت, which originally meant a low and stable place in the ground. Later on, it was used to refer to humility, meaning that a مخبت considers himself to be of a low rank and nothing in front of his creator. Also, this spiritual status is stable. When a person ponders over the grandness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and actively focuses on it and learns about his attributes and traits, he will feel an awe in the presence of the great and that he as a creature is nothing. Some scholars say that al-ikhbat, the state of stable and constant humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the first stage in the rank of al-itma'nan, spiritual contentment, which includes other later stages as well, such as as-sakina, tranquility, yaqeen, certainty, and others. All of these start with al-ikhbat, because with it, a wayfarer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rids himself of heedlessness and hesitation. Three things happen at this stage. Firstly, his ability to protect himself from his carnal desires becomes powerful enough to control all of his desires. Secondly, his heart no longer fears anything that he may face while walking on this path, such as being lonely in his journey. Thirdly, people's praise and blame towards this person become the same for him. So he does not become happy if a person commends him, nor does he become sad if somebody blames him. His only concern is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, and it is at this point that he becomes a true abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solely. As a result, we find that contrary to the words rahmah, meaning mercy, tawadu, meaning humility without necessarily being obedient to the other, dhul, meaning humbleness, which in the Quran can even be towards people, contrary to these, in the three places that the word ikhbat, which means humility with obedience, in those places in which this word has been used in the Holy Quran, it is only towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one of those verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "And O Muhammad, give good tidings to the humble before their Lord." When Allah is mentioned, their hearts are fearful, and to the patient over what has afflicted them, and the establishers of prayers, and those who spend from what we have provided them. To conclude, this trait can be voluntarily created in ourselves by firstly learning about Tawheed, secondly pondering over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's infinite grandeur, and becoming constantly humble before Him with obedience. This will then automatically also show on us, as it did with respect to the Ma'sumin alayhi salam, considering that when they used to prepare themselves for prayers, their faces would become pale and their hearts full of awe before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, totally absorbed in His presence. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.